Most journeys into Castlemaine will take you through the region's Box Ironbark Forest. This forest extends over much of central Victoria, inland of the Great Dividing Range. No prizes for guessing that it includes eucalypts, with the common names box and ironbark. Examples are grey box, botanical name Eucalyptus microcarpa, red box, botanical name Eucalyptus polyanthemos, subspecies Vestita, and red ironbark, or Eucalyptus tricarpa. Box ironbark forests are unique to Australia. In our region's version, the eucalypts grow to about 20 metres, offering a canopy to an understory of small trees and shrubs that provide habitat for birds and fauna. Among the smaller trees and shrubs growing below is the golden wattle, botanical name Acacia pycnantha. It's Australia's national floral emblem. There's also drooping cassinia, known botanically as Cassinia arcuata, and sweet Bessaria, or Bessaria spinosa. Others growing low in these bushland forests are black anther flax lily, Dianella ruvoluta, wattle matrush, Lamandra filiformis, grey tussock grass, Poa siberiana, shiny everlasting, Xerocrysum viscosum, and trailing speedwell, Veronica plebeia. The upper slopes of these gardens' flora and fauna reserve, with their dry, shallow and infertile soils, host many such specimens. More and more home gardeners trying to nurture plants in similarly dry conditions and soils are taking a hint from nature and creating native gardens with these plants. Our box ironbark forests are celebrated in Australian literature and art. Banjo Paterson's epic poem, The Man from Ironbark, and Henry Lawson's poem, The Ironbark Chip, are examples of this. In Victoria, like the rest of the nation, box ironbark forests have been extensively cleared to make way for farming, gold mining and urban development. But they are also unique for the regeneration that has occurred throughout the region.